Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what it takes to become a dynamic, sought-after keynote speaker? Tell me, do you know how hard it is to do? Have you ever heard about Toastmasters International? Now, on another train, can you imagine being a military family during this time of year? Tell me, do you know what the Yellow Ribbon Program is? When was the last time you heard or thought about our troops overseas? Also, isn't it hard enough being you without trying to be someone else? Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers for these questions that we've been looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be successful? We all are. If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest. He has been on the show many times, and he is a success coach extraordinaire. He provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my guest, I would love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 330,000 fabulous listeners. Now let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He is a powerful, impactful, and fun speaker who can give a poetic, inspirational recap of your meeting or conference, creating on the spot. He calls it sharing the conference through his instant memories. That creativity makes him an ideal keynote session facilitator or master of listening. Master of listening, I love that. One who listens intently to delight your audience with the connecting points throughout your program. He is a former Wall Street Journal executive with an inspirational message for an adult which resonates with young people. He loves helping bridge the gap in generational communication. His signature key speech, How to Be Ugly, interactively reminds audiences to be unique, gifted, lovable you, en route to becoming better communicators, overshadowing negativity with a creative focus on the positive. He is especially popular with seniors, whom he calls seasoned citizens, and I guess that means me, and with kids, and he calls them knowledgeable individuals destined for success. His message and demeanor is a refreshing role model for children who don't know what they have to lose and for seniors who know they have nothing to lose, while supporting and refreshing those in the middle passage, building interpersonal and communication skills for their personal and professional growth. He is a Toastmaster International Hall of Fame speaker, award winner. He is a member, as I am, with AATH, and he also is very active in the Yellow Ribbon Program. And I'm so pleased to welcome to the show today my dear, dear friend, Sporty King, and we're going to have a little bit of holiday humor with Sporty. Hi, Sporty. How you doing?
Hey, January. I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just great. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I love having you on the show. And would you want to share with our listeners who else is on the show?
Well, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina right now with a class of students who are moving their lives forward, getting their GED at the Charlotte Urban League. So you want to hear them in the background?
I do, I do. Oh my gosh, it sounds like so much fun. I wish I could be there with you. And what are you doing with these kids? Are you corrupting them? I hope not.
Well, you know, they're corrupting me. But what we do is we take turns corrupting one another so they can be refined and it can cover all age brackets.
Oh,
but actually, what's happening is these are students who have, I don't like to call it turning life around. I call it keeping your life on track, because when you really understand what God is doing in your life, you realize that you've always been on track. It's just a matter of switching lanes every now and then. So I'm with a group of young people who are switching lanes and doing it with a positive attitude.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad they can be on the show with us today, and that you can share this experience with them. I've never done a group interview, but I'm looking. I know we can handle it, Sporty. We can handle anything. Before we talk about the kids, and I adore talking about the kids, let's share a little bit of what you've been doing lately.
Well, I'm working with... which is a program that talks with military families going through the deployment cycle. They're usually weekend seminars, pre-deployment, during deployment, or post-deployment. Talk to them about communication and just staying positive through the absence of their loved ones.
This is such a difficult time of the year for a lot of families, and I know for military families, having been a military family many years ago, I remember my first husband, before he was killed in Vietnam, he spent that Christmas in Vietnam, and I was home alone with our little girls. And it was such a tough time. You know, in those days we didn't have Twitter, and we didn't have email, and we had to actually write long, real letters. I know at the holidays it's so important to reach out to military people and help them during this difficult time. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I was in Boston last week talking to a group at Natick Center. Now, the Natick Army base is actually the one that the material that our military members wear and some of the facilities that are on their military base. So these people are a combination of being in the military as well as being scientists, PhDs, you know, people that come up with, you know, ways to win and protect the United States.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that they talk about a lot is that they deal with is suicide.
Uh-huh.
And especially over the holiday times, you got a lot of people who may have suicidal thoughts because they may be spending time alone.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, I'm talking about how you can be alone, but your mindset has to remember that you're not lonely, because that's really what makes the difference.
Oh, wow, yeah. You can be alone but not lonely. And, you know, the more you reach out, to other people and interact, the less loneliness you are facing. And you're doing such a great job with the Yellow Ribbon Program. We're going to take a break and hear about your host. But when we come back, I'd like to hear more about what the Yellow Ribbon Program is doing during the holidays for our wonderful troops. We'll be right back with Sporting King.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Sporty King, and he has his class with us today during this show. And Sporty, let's talk about the wonderful thing that you did with the families where the military, where they got to read to their children. And it seems like they offered this opportunity for soldiers to read a book on video to their children while they're gone. What a great idea that is, isn't it?
Each of the Yellow Print sessions are handled by a different part of the country. So when I was in Montana, that's one of the services they offer to their military members who are getting ready to be deployed. They can sit down and read a book. They have a choice of books that are age appropriate, and they videotape them reading the book to the child so that they can do that not just for the holidays, but at any time while they're gone. It really was kind of cool. I did it myself. I did it with and read one to my niece, who was actually unborn when I was reading the book. So you get to do your own little intro. So I was able to say that, you know, I'm reading this book to you while you're still in your mother's stomach. So by the time she's able to understand that, you know, she'll be probably about five, and she'll either know her Uncle 40 or she won't, but at least she'll have something to always remember me by, and that really becomes the key, is you give people enough stuff to remember you by.
Oh, that just brings tears to my eyes to have that kind of a memory. It's the kind of thing I wish I could have had before my husband died for my two daughters. What a mission you're on. Isn't this the most wonderful time of your life to be able to help the military families get through these difficult deployments? Tell us a little about what it's like for you.
It is wonderful, because the majority of the audience that I'm speaking to, they're in their 20s, and some of them in their 30s, and then occasionally you've got some people in their 40s. But the majority is in that 20-year-old bracket. And you got to realize that this is a young family that is now has to mature and deal with separation of an emotional bond. And so to be able to talk to them and lift their spirits up, it does feel real good. It's a nice blessing that I get to have, and I just get to pass that blessing on. Because the truth is, they're almost not much different than the class that I'm in Charlotte. Because I, a lot of times the people in my class are in their 20s, and so everything is about a career choice. And when you help people, the choices that they're making will make a difference in their options, then people make better choices, and then they find ways to motivate themselves. So that's really what I do. I just kind of facilitate helping people see how important and valuable they are. And that stays with them a lot longer so that they can last through tough times. But tough times are coming no matter what you do.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the whole country is kind of bracing for tough times with this fiscal cliff and all this insanity going on.
Right.
It's so wonderful that you're out there reaching out to these young people and helping them get their bearings on the whole situation. I want to, by the way, share your website information. And let's tell people about the Golden Brick Road, because I would love to have everyone listening subscribe to the Golden Brick Road. You know, I get hundreds of emails and e-zines and newsletters. And guess what? Whenever I see the Golden Brick Road on my computer, I plug in and I sit back and I take a break and I listen to it, I read it, and I love it. So give your website information, Sporty, please.
My website is sportyking.com, and that's just all straight one word, sportyking.com. And once you go there, you'll find some poetry that I have, my books, my CDs and DVDs and posters. There's a lot of things that help you keep yourself inspired. Just, like we said earlier, it's not about being lonely. It's important to recognize that you can be alone and not lonely by making sure that you like yourself. If you like yourself, you never be lonely.
Yeah.
And the Golden Brick Road, now that's actually a program that I did in Chicago. I created it when I was speaking at Senior Citizen Center. And it's what I use to keep in touch with my seniors. And I call them seasoned citizens rather than seniors, because we're all seasoned with a little something different to help make the food serve right.
Right. I hear you, buddy.
That's it. And again, that becomes part of the base of what I talk about, is that if everybody would handle their part of the seasoning, some people say keep stay in your lane, but if everybody would handle their part of the seasoning, everything that we do would come out right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know that you had talked about how you like one of the passing thoughts that talked about how important it is for us to be who we are rather than trying to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I constantly make that point to people.
Yeah, you know, when I got the brick golden, I'm such so remedial, dear. I actually print it out so I can take it with me and read it at night when I'm in bed watching Jon Stewart. And some of the comments and the articles you have, it's like smart ass. I love that one. And how to stop church gossip. And believe me, if you are having a rough day and you want to have a laugh, read the Golden Brick Road, and it's just a fabulous experience, and you put so much into it, and it's humor, humor, humor. Now, talking about holiday humor, what are we doing to help everyone get in the holiday spirit?
You know, one of the things that I do is I will wish somebody a Merry Christmas in June, Happy New Year in March or September. I don't believe that we should confine celebration to a calendar event. So if we're celebrating all year, then when the calendar, because, you know, come on, the holidays, it's so commercial these days, it's about spending money. And so I like to make people continually celebrate all year. One of my favorite sayings is, you know, happy new moment. Because every moment is a holiday. And see, I celebrate the whole year, January. Just like I won't, when I send somebody a birthday wish, and you know how people say happy belated birthday, I said it ain't late, you're going to be this stage all year. So, you know, it's about really enjoying life to the fullest. Now, if you want to use December as a reason to celebrate, but then you can find a reason to celebrate in January and February and March. It's just about nonstop celebration. That's what I do.
Oh, that's a great message. And, you know, when I look back on our military career, my husband was in Vietnam during Christmas. But when the squadron came back, the squadron commander, they had a party in July. And everyone got, we were down in San Diego, and we all got dressed up in Christmas clothes, and they had their house decorated with a Christmas tree and carolers. And it's like, it was such a special moment because the holidays can be any time if you're with the right people.
That's right. In fact, my mother was crazy. She used to say, Christmas is every day I got a dollar.
That's fantastic.
Point blank, right, yeah.
You know, Sporty, right now I want to share a message from a group that you and I both are members of. We adore them, and we're actually going to be working together in their convention in April in San Diego. So let's hear a little bit about one of our favorite groups.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with Sporty King. And Sporty, let's tell him a little bit about what we're going to be doing in April in San Diego.
How to get an F in leadership. I'm sorry, how to get an F in laughter. But the T is, see, vocabulary is so important. When we let our vocabulary control us, we make a mistake. We have to control our vocabulary. So my F's are actually all positive. It's focus, faith, fun, friends, and freedom. What are you going to be doing at the second?
Well, Sporty, you're the king of acronyms, and I always love sending emails back and forth with you because we do acronyms. And in April, we're going to be down in San Diego promoting the AATH convention, and I believe you'll be one of the keynote speakers, won't you?
Right. And the good thing about AATH, it's Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. We believe in the healing power of laughter. I was just telling my class about that this morning. You have to laugh. And with our principal sponsor is Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Right.
So if people who who treat cancer believe that laughter is important, I don't know if we've got any diseases higher than that that can't be able to laugh. So.
Well, I'm planning to be there, too. I'm looking forward to it. And I will be doing, actually, Sporty, I'll be doing the radio show live from San Diego and interviewing, of course, you and several of the other wonderful people with AATH, and I can't wait to do it. I hope that any of our listeners who want to get involved with a fun organization that does great work will look into it. I wanted to talk a little bit about the article you wrote, Passing Thoughts. And I don't know if you have it in front of you, but it starts out saying, isn't it hard enough being you without trying to be someone else? Every time you try to be someone else, you will fail. In fact, you may already have done and found out so. It's a message that never gets too old. Each of us is susceptible to trying to follow the Joneses, forgetting that January Jones. And Jones means just our neighbor's expensive stuff. Wow, that's a big message. When did you write this article?
You know, the thing is, J, generally, in conversations that I have, I end up coming up with these types of sayings. I don't even know the date half the time. And they just come. And, mm-hmm. and the thing is, if people would listen to what they say, they come up with them as well. You know, just in a regular conversation as you're talking to somebody, when you're giving somebody some advice, listen to what you say, and you might find out that you have a motivational saying that you can get printed up and put on a poster. So I don't know when I came up with that one, but I know I believe it. And I know it's because everybody always say, yeah, you're keeping up with the Joneses, but it's just our neighbor's expensive stuff. We're trying to do the same thing that somebody across the room is doing, and you'll never be successful. You'll only fail when you try to be somebody else. So I do a good job of being sporty. I work hard at being sporty. And I always encourage and empower people to work hard at being themselves. It's like, you know, when people say, oh, it's all about you, I say, right. It is all about me, and it's all about you as well. And so it's not being brash and arrogant. It's being humble and recognizing that you have a gift, that if you don't share your gift, and more importantly, if you don't use your gift, then you really can't complain because you're not going to be able to use anybody else's gift. And so you're going to be stranded instead of being someone that's being sharing. Who I like that. See, there's what I'm saying. See, you're going to be stranded instead of sharing. Now I'm going to turn that into a motivational saying.
I love you know, this is so wonderful to share you with my listeners at the holidays, you know, because I adore you. And you write, when God controls your path, everyone and everything is part of the deal. No one plays you. They play your role in developing you. The ones carrying negative energy need to visibly see you because they have no faith in their impact. The ones carrying positive energy know that they can drop it off and keep going, never needing to explain. Sporty, what a great article. And you are so inspirational, and I love sharing you with everyone during this amazing holiday season.
Thank you, January. That's always cool. Looking at your name, January, if somebody sticks us up to a calendar, well, that means you start the year every month. It's always January.
Well, you know, you must promise to come back again soon. And I love having you on the show. It's been fabulous. And your class, this has been very exciting, sharing you with everyone. I want to have you come back again soon. And I want to thank all of our listeners today. I hope you enjoyed our show. Isn't it fun being with Sporty? You can catch all of these interviews with our amazing guests at constant streaming at Blog Talk Radio 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you become successful. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests like Sporty today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. Now for my favorite chocolate quote of the day. If you've got chocolate on your hand, you're eating too slow. I know, Sporty, I knew you'd love that. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate. Lots and lots
of
chocolate. Thank you to my wonderful guest, Sporty King. This is January. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding all of you out there to take care and stay safe. Bye-bye, Sporty. I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Henry. God bless. Talk to you.
God bless.
Miss California?
No. Actually, we don't know any of that. I kind of a little bit miss the change of pace that we take in. We have a beautiful fall. And our winter were nice, too, because, you know, once a month you'd wake up and see it. Within 3 days, it melted and gone. You didn't have to, you know, live with it like you do to Michigan. I met some of our friends.
Oh, yeah.
But we met some of our nice friends here. We did a real cute couple. We joined the country club over down there, but social members. We were golfers.
Thank you. we're in a back seat, and we all had to get out and go in this trailer. Let me see on this back in the box as we said it. Once we see over the bus, we're getting out.
I'm a cat. I'm a
traffic light to get back on 70 to go back to the freeway.
Yeah.
Because trying to go out the 7-way.
Yeah, I know it's that.
Yeah, go that way and back.
Oh, have a great time. Love you guys.
Love you. Have a safe trip.
Yeah. Bye, Tron. Good seeing you.
Yeah.
Good seeing you, too.
Okay.
Everything's going real good.
Amazing how much he looks like my dad.
Yeah.
You got to come in, honey?
Yeah, I want to go in the garden section and see if I can find some of those glass things that hang on the door and the kitchen. Yeah, I'm shopping with us. Mostly my birthday.